Mother, this is Miss Potter.
Ah, at last. We poor forgotten folk in Bedford Square get to share some of Norman's excitement.
Mrs. Warne, it's so kind of you to invite me.
Nonsense. It was the desperate act of a woman who was beginning to forget what her son looked like.
Mother. And this is my sister, Amelia.
Hello. Norman allowed us a peek at Peter Rabbit, Miss Potter. We found it utterly charming, so we wheedled, cajoled and absolutely insisted that Norman bring you round for tea. I have decided that you and I are going to be friends.
Have you?
Well, Norman tells me that you're unmarried, as am I, and that you're not unhappy about it, and I can't tell you how much that pleases me.
Why can't you talk about the weather like other girls?
Well, all the other unmarried daughters in our circle, and believe me, there are many, they sit around all day gossiping and unaccountably bursting into tears. But you have done something. You've written a book. I warn you, I am prepared to like you very much.
Well, in that case, I shall have to like you too, Miss Warne.
Call me Millie, and that's to be the last of Miss Potter too, I'm afraid.
Absolutely. Beatrix, by all means.
Thank goodness, the tea. I'm beginning to feel quite ill with all this bonhomie.
Oh, do let's have tea in the garden, Mother. It's too beautiful a day in every way not to share it with the flowers.